Blog Talk Radio.
Queen, you with me?
Yes, I am.
There we go.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I am your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Busy day for me. Busier day tomorrow. But I'm ready to rock out. Ready to drop some polished jewels?
I'm going to try. You know, we're going to try to do what we're going to do. Yeah, we're going to try.
I'm sure you can do this with ease, with no problem.
Yeah, I just figured I'd share a little bit of my philosophy on life and hoping that I can help some folks. And I wanted to get your take on some of the things that you know, that I partake in, and see what is your thoughts on them as well. So, well, you know, tonight we're going to talk about the 12 jewels of what I call life. We're going to talk about knowledge, wisdom, understanding, freedom, justice, equality, food, clothing, shelter, love, peace, and happiness. And we're going to try to knock these out within the next 50 minutes. So this is going to be a little... I don't know, my gut tells me we should have made this into a two-hour show. But one of the things that I think that we're definitely going to revisit these topics individually, but again, as a whole, because these are the things that I found growing up that some of our civil rights leaders are men of wisdom and men of knowledge, and you know, our many messengers we had over our lifetimes in the past. These are the things that they've preached, taught, and fought and died for. So, you know, I'm one of those folks that took it literally. And this is my culture. So I'm sharing a little piece of my cuckoo world with y'all. First, knowledge. Now, when you hear the term knowledge, Queen, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Queen?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to be sure you heard.
I think my service is terrible right now. So your question is, when I hear knowledge, what do I think of?
Yes.
Okay. Knowledge of self, knowing who you are and what you stand for, knowing the importance of your purpose and what your purpose is, obviously. Also, learning how to live, and not also just obtain the knowledge, but, you know, spread it amongst others. Because the knowledge is useless if you don't share it. So that's what I feel when I think about knowledge. And I know you about to get real deep on them, but...
Well, I love everything you said, and I relate, you know, that is one of the many aspects I touch on, you know, when I'm dealing with knowledge on a regular basis. You know, for me, knowledge is the foundation of all things. Tell me something that you have ever done in your life without knowing first how to do it.
Yes.
Tell me a word that you've spoken, a food that you've tasted, a place that you have been, an article of clothing, anything. Look around wherever you are. Look around. It took knowledge for it to exist. Knowledge is the first step of anything. When you sit down and you write, or you grab a book and you read, you got to know how to read. The person that wrote the book that you're about to read had to know how to write. They had to know how to read to make sure what they wrote was right. So knowledge is symbolic. Talking symbolism now, symbolically, knowledge is the black man. We're the first. We're the first, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're the original man on this planet. So the first step of anything is knowledge. The first man on this planet was the black man. So we have to look at knowledge, especially in this day and time, with all the homicides, all the ignorance, all the ratchetness, the ghetto-ness, all the ills that's going on in the world. And I'm not talking about our people. I'm talking about the White House. So when we look at people who get on television and lie to you, when people are at work lying to get you fired. That homegirl that's lying on you because she's hating on you because you got a new truck and she didn't. With so much falsehood in the world, you need knowledge, right knowledge, because all knowledge ain't good. Because I could take a secret you told me and run with it and spin that shit and make it look even worse than what it is. That's called trick knowledge. So you don't want to be caught up in the lies and deception. You want facts. You don't want mythology. You don't want bullshit. You want facts. When you're in a relationship, you want the information coming out that person's mouth to be accurate. So when I looked at knowledge, I look at it to, it's for me, it's to look, listen, observe, and respect. So I'm going to push these along a little faster. But yeah, that's just how I approach every aspect of everything I hear, everything I see, everything I observe, and that's how I show up respect. You know, one of my favorite songs of all time is called Know the Ledge, written by Rakim for the movie Juice. Know the Ledge. Because if you don't know the ledge, you fall off the what? The edge.
Yes.
That's why you say living life too close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge. Know the ledge is knowledge. So, you know, it's important to apply knowledge in all things you do. Wisdom queen. Wow, that's funny. Wisdom. How do you see wisdom?
I think wisdom comes from experience.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom comes from obviously the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the understanding of the knowledge that you're receiving. I mean, everything isn't just black and white. The wisdom comes with not only learning and obtaining the knowledge, but also understanding the knowledge and then applying the knowledge. Knowing what to do and what not to do, how to be and how not to be, and when knowing when it's time to step in and educate others as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you're wise, you can check somebody correctly. Because the goal is to educate people, not belittle them. You know, to teach them. Not scold them, teach them, because some people get it all the way twisted, you know. Having the wisdom to know how to interact with people, because you can't do everybody the same way. People take things in and run things differently. And when you're
mm-hmm.
wise, you know that.
Mm-hmm. Well said. You know, wisdom is your manifestation of your foundation. Your foundation is your knowledge. Wisdom is the wise words being spoken by the wise man, the wise woman, and of course the wise child, which is guess who? If knowledge, talking symbolism here, if knowledge is the black man, what is the wisdom? That's his woman. His black woman. She is the wisdom.
Yes.
You know, that is the philosophy that we've shared for a long time. When Method Man and Mary J. Blige sat on that roof and that all of, you know, in that song, and he said, I'll be your Noah, you be my Wiz. He talking about wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you have knowledge yourself, you share it the best way you can, and the best way many people in our culture growing up, they did it through the music. Because wisdom flows, right? It's you flow. Or women flow. Or women, some people say you're a rib. Well, it's other people say you're the wisdom to the wisdom to the knowledge. We're one in the same, and we move. And I'm one phase of the family. You're the next phase. So if the woman is the man's backbone, the wisdom is the backbone of knowledge. Because if I put you in a room with a million books and you read them all in a year, and I let you out that room, and you don't share it, anything you learn, you ain't manifesting wisdom. You're not manifesting the knowledge. You're not using wisdom. You're keeping it all to yourself. That's what the wicked people do.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to put you down with their job. Their job is hiring. They know five people that's in their mind. I got five people I can grab about. I don't want them up here. Damn, so you're going to let them struggle when you know they probably can get hired. So you kept that knowledge to yourself, so you're not exercising proper wisdom. And when you look at the word wisdom, you see a what? A wise dome, like the top of your head. So when you have a wise dome, you move appropriately. The words manifest are a manifestation of the knowledge that you've taken in. Which leads to the next part, understanding, when you mentioned it.
Yes. Comprehension.
What is understanding to you?
Yes, comprehension. You know, knowing the meaning behind what you're learning. Well, the knowledge. I'm not gonna say what you're learning, but the knowledge.
Mm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way I can kind of dumb it down. You know, keep it simple, stupid.
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you gotta look at it this way. Understanding. You know, it's the best part of everything we just talked about. It is the final phase to what they call a completed cipher. So, I give you a book. You learned it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after you learned it, you went home and taught it to your kids, right? You spoke
mm-hmm.
The things we discuss now, you sit down with your kids in about an hour from now, you talk about the 12 jewels that you discussed with Hakim tonight. You're manifesting wisdom of the foundation that I put into you. If they understand it, then you did your job. The circle was complete. Because guess what? When I said it to you, I try to use words that I know you're going to understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can go and articulate what I just said to you, boom, that's understanding. So when the black man is knowledge and the black woman is wisdom and they come together in the form of understanding, what you got a black child. That's what I call my sons. I call my sons sons. Oh, not you. Because I understand they're the center of everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry, I got it backwards. It's you, not O for me. You know, I call my sons sons because they shine like one. That's my understanding that I manifested through their mothers. So that's how I see the black man, woman, and child, the family, the black family. Because when you stop and you think about it, any time a conversation or anything you do, there's the knowledge of it, there's me carrying it out, and then there's the end result, which is what they call the final turnout. Right? You get up and you go to work today, you logged in, clocked in, punched in, whatever you did, you knew what you had to do today, right?
Right.
And you did it, right? Then you did the work, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, you clocked out. You clocked out. Tomorrow you ain't gonna get fired because you know you did it right. So there's an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That is the cycle of life, y'all. Do shit for a purpose. Get your ass up. You know what you need to do. Get it done and get something out of it. If it's your paycheck that comes every week or every 2 weeks, done. If it's to apply for that new job, you sent the application, done. Whatever it is. That is the cycle. We call it a cipher. Because there's 120. A cipher is a circle. A circle is 360 degrees. 120 knowledge, 120 wisdom, 120 understanding. Just that simple. It's a pie divided three ways. You can't have one without the other. Because how you going to make a person understand some shit that you ain't explained to them? How you going to explain something that you don't even know? What kind of understanding are you giving? A false one. Right?
Absolutely.
It's a circle. Now, those three things are how I see things mentally, visually, conceptually. But when we're talking about how we move through the world, and we're talking about our personal life and our rights and the rights we want for our kids, we got to look at our freedom. So how do you see freedom, mm-hmm. Queen?
Freedom. Freedom of choice. Having free wills who be able to know that you have a choice on how you live. You're either going to do right or you're going to do wrong. But also know with that freedom of choice, there's consequences and rewards. So if you move the way you're supposed to move and you do the things you're supposed to do, then you'll be rewarded. Freedom out there and teach and educate others. So they learn about life choices. What's the saying? Teach a man how to fish, he'll eat for days.
Mm-hmm.
So with freedom comes being able to know you have already been equipped with the tools that you need, with the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, that now you have the freedom to choice to apply that in your everyday life.
Hmm. Well said. You know, freedom is it's addressed through our lives in multiple ways, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You have the freedom to worship whoever and whatever you want. You have the freedom to move and go wherever you want. That's in the boundaries of the law, of the land. You can't just go be free to walk up to somebody's crib without getting your ass shot off. So, no, that ain't what I'm talking about.
Right.
You have to be...
Again.
you're free to move about within the confines of the law of the land. Don't make up your own law saying, yeah, I'm free to help myself to that new air fryer y'all just saw y'all post on Instagram. No. No. You are free emotionally to love whoever you want to love. You are free physically to move how you want to move. You're free mentally to make sure that you are not mentally subjugated. What do I mean by that? You're not falling for the okey-doke. You're not easily brainwashed. You're not easily lied to when you believe the bullshit that you've been told. Everything starts in the mind. And if y'all ain't pick up on that, that's the type of time I'm on. Everything starts mentally. Because you can't do nothing until the mind tells the brain tells the body, boom, done. Let's move. Right? So if you are free mentally to think about that person that you want to fall in love with, if you are free mentally to go to that new church that you heard about, if you are free mentally to investigate, research, write, do anything of any form of creativity that starts in the mind. And when you have a free mind, you got a free dome. Free dome. Freedom. Right? It's just that simple. It's just that simple. And you can't have freedom without justice. So how you see justice, Quinn? I know you hit this one hard.
Justice, what kind of justice? Say not justice. When people think more justice, they think about the law. You know, as far, well, even though it's not a fair justice system at all times, but that's a whole nother show. So when you think about justice, are you talking about in the law form of it, or just
all forms, any form that you can think of?
Okay.
Any way is a good way.
When I think of justice, I think about the appropriate consequence for one's action, no matter how big or small, and or it can be in a good way as far as you're getting what's due to you because of the way that you live, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Justice is the reward or penalty for somebody's actions, for one's actions. Right? I watched the news yesterday. Some dude's driving some form of armored truck. They left the whole box, like $40,000 in a box, on the sidewalk or something like that by accident, or in the street or something. I don't know the whole story, but I got the gist of it. But they left a shitload of money, right? A dude was going to pick it up because he didn't know what was in it. He's going to pick it up and throw it away. But he picked it up to move it, and he noticed there was money in it. He took it back to the people. And from what I understand, he's going to be rewarded for it. There's a reward or penalty for every single action. Some people call it karma. Some people call it the world going around. Listen, you do, like DMX said, you do dirt, you get dirt. You know why? Because he understood justice. And his ass seen a lot of justice. DMX will write a book on justice.
What you're supposed to do at all times, even when you don't know whether someone is looking. You know how it is when you know somebody looking out for you and they're trying to see how you're moving, what you're doing, kind of like when corporate comes to your job and you know they're coming, so you're trying to clean up and do everything you're supposed to do. But the time that you don't know, like at my integrity, they have secret shoppers come in. So that means somebody is coming in as a candidate to see, are you going to do everything you're supposed to do without knowing their level of importance?
Mm-hmm.
And I've had 4 secret shoppers come, and I didn't know. And only how I found out is after the fact, where the big boss sent me an email and also came to come visit the site, you know. And we got, you know, extra little rewards as well. But that's for me doing what I'm supposed to do when I didn't know someone was looking. And if you always do what you're supposed to do, then you don't have to try to clean up and pretend when you know you're being watched, because it will become second nature, you know. So.
Yeah. You know, it's when you do dirt, you get hurt. You do right, you get a reward. So it's about always constantly putting out that positive energy and expecting that positive energy. If you're dealing with a person in your life who's constantly being disrespectful, who's constantly talking down, who's constantly calling you all kinds of names and all that nonsense, what should you do? You deal with it appropriately.
Yeah, okay.
So you look at the word justice, right? You take the word justice. When a person isn't being just to you, you freeze that shit, right? You put everything on freeze, right?
Exactly.
Right? Just ice. Absolutely. Justice. You freeze it at 32 goddamn degrees, and you melt it with your foot in the ass. It's just that simple. You do not allow people to come in and mess with your freedom, your mental freedom, your emotional freedom. You have the freedom to live and be happy. We'll get to happiness. But when you see these people marching, when you see these people trying to impeach an orange-ass president, when you see these people trying to deal with these crooked cops, the dirty cops who are shooting up black people and covering it up, they're trying to get justice. They want a penalty, not a reward. Because a lot of these cops are shooting, and they get to go home and sit and still collect the check. So they're getting penalized or they're getting rewarded. You do the math.
Hmm.
But, exactly. All right, we're halfway through.
All right.
Next, equality.
When I think of equality, I think of being able to know that everybody is the same. You don't think you're better than nobody. You don't have to think that you're below anybody. But everybody is equal. They all have their own life. They all have their the way they live, the reasons why they feel the way they feel, their religion. But just because someone don't think the same as you do or live the same way you do or have the same means that you have, that doesn't mean that you're better than them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Which falls into morals as well. But
yeah. Equality is a very, very powerful, powerful thing, especially with our people. Knowing our history, knowing what we've been through here in the poorest part of the world, mind you, the United States. Yeah, I said it. This is the poorest part of the world, naturally, anyway. So we find ourselves here not being treated equally. We find ourselves here being put in a position we don't even believe subconsciously we're equal. So,
mm-hmm.
If you don't believe me, how many times you called somebody African booty scratcher when you was a little kid? How many
right.
times did you say, how many times you see a sister growing up who preferred kinky hair? I ain't gonna call it nappy, I call it kinky. Kinky hair. Because her mom believed in natural hair back in the 80s and 90s. And y'all called her little nappy-headed girls. How many times you thought it was pretty when somebody was light-skinned and long flowing hair in the wind? See, you don't even treat yourself equal. How many times you saw a brother who came home from work, darker brother, ashy, look at this ashy nigga. How many times you said that to yourself? How many times you saw you allowed yourself to believe that you couldn't do something because somebody else was doing it of a different nationality than you? Oh, they ain't never gonna hire me because I'm black. I ain't gonna hire my black kids. Bullshit. You approach equality on every level. Because equality is to be equal mentally as well as physically. You're supposed to treat me the way I treat you, and I'm supposed to treat you the way you treat me. We're supposed to be equal. Brothers are supposed to treat each other equal. You don't shit on your man. You got two homies you grew up with. You want to shit on him behind his back, but you loyal to this one. Nah. Because when you equal, it's equal, I tie. Right? What is the tie? To bond. It's a bond. That's a bond you and I have on this show. We treat each other equally. We discuss things equally. We do it. We move together.
As one.
That is an important thing for our community. We got to get back to that. Because until you do, we're just going to keep moving lopsided. Let's get the food. How do you see food, Queen?
Two ways, people. One is nourishment. It's what you put in your parties. The other thing I think of is what you feed your mind, you know, what you feed yourself as far as your emotional stability, your mental, you know, food can be what you're watching on TV, what you're reading in the books, what somebody is seeing in their day-to-day life when they're walking down the street in a neighborhood. So when you're in a certain type of neighborhood and your child has to walk past the drug dealers to go to school, that's that bad food. That's what's planted in their brains. That's what they see. So eventually it becomes normal. They think that's how it's supposed to be. So So sometimes, even though we might not be in the best living situation as far as neighborhoods, you're supposed to take your children, even yourself, out of those situations, visit other people, explore the world, explore, you know, different parts of your states, you know, the internet. Perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Social media. Perfect example. When you go on those things, you choose what you look at. If it interests you and you like it, you keep watching. If you don't like it, you keep scrolling. You close the page and look at something else. So we have to pick and choose not only what we put into our bodies, but also what we put into our minds, what we teach our children, what our children see, hear, and feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You took some words from me. You beat me to it. You know, and food is to digest, you know, it's the feeding, it's the digesting of things mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Some of you are in religions you have no business being in. I ain't afraid to say it. You don't even believe it yourself. Mm-hmm. You're in it because your boyfriend in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to get married. I got to get married. You don't even believe in it. You're doing it because you love the person. We all know somebody who decided to go take a shahada. They've been even poked their whole life. They took a shahada because they're in love with that man. Let's all keep it a bean.
Mm-hmm. And don't
some
even
you,
know if he real and legit.
No, because here's the thing. You'll know when the relationship is over because you know them damn things don't last. They're quick as a hiccup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pushed out a bunch of kids, you know, jumped in something you ain't had no. You can feed. The bottom line is this. You could accept bad spiritual food. You could bind your soul to something that you ain't got no business doing. But in your mind and in your heart, you think it's right. But if it works for you, it works for you. Some people can live off cheeseburgers and pork meat. Go for it. Then, you're like the queen said, you're digesting shit off social media, off TV, off this, off that, all these different forms of media. It's you're constantly putting in to your mind. Then you find yourself talking like them. Then you find yourself sounding like them. Then you find
mm-hmm.
yourself liking more ratchet shit.
Mm.
You know, now it's fine to do it as long as you don't let it get you to the point where it's messing with who you are. You know, you're digesting actual food that aren't good for you. So, the quote Lord Jamar from the Brand Nubians, they taught you how to eat the wrong food. Well, it's time for some fasting. You gotta, the first food you should eat is the truth. Go grab your big ass apple off the truth tree and bite that bitch, because some of you are literally walking around consuming BS. Mentally,
right.
Physically, spiritually, and emotionally. You're feeding off a man who got five of you. You're number four.
Mm.
When number three realizes that she's a part of a gang, she's gonna dump him, you'll move up a notch. And vice versa, women too, because some of y'all some pimps too. You got dudes eating off the ratchet tree. You got dudes eating that nasty-ass hot box that you know you just that you know you just gave to somebody an hour and a half ago. Your nasty self getting that $40. But anyway, moving forward to clothing queen. How you see
clothing? I think of clothing in both senses. One, we all know, is, you know, what you wear, what to cover your body with. The other one I think of it is with shielding yourself from things, you know, from the bad in the world, I should say. So, see, I'm deep. You know, covering yourself and protecting yourself from the negativity, the harmful things. In this world, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say everything has two meanings, and this show is a perfect example.
Yeah. You're exactly right. The clothes is the cover. You cover yourself mentally to keep them negative. What they say, positive vibes only. That's clothing yourself mentally. You put clothes on the body to protect you from the elements and conceal the good parts, right? And then you want to clothe yourself emotionally, because everybody shouldn't have access to you. Everybody should not be able to get into your heart.
Yes.
Right? That's how you end up all screwed up, because I'm screwed up. I ain't going to sit there and lie. I fall short on it sometimes because I absorb too many other people's shit. But it's my job to. So it's a catch-22 for me. I get paid to listen. I get paid to react. I get paid to contemplate and figure out other people's problems. So, yeah, I digest that stuff sometimes. So, yeah, I do eat the wrong food. But I get paid to do it. So, you know, it's a catch-22.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, you need to clothe yourself from the weak, the wicked, the dumb, the deaf, and the goddamn blind. Because they the ones that's going to have you all jammed up. So you got to clothe yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritual, every way, to everything that makes you you. Because that's what knowledge of self is. Having complete knowledge of all forms of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you know it, when you know yourself, ain't nobody can fuck with you. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have good times, bad times, but nobody will be able to fuck with you. It's a big difference. Especially when you got the right clothing. Because you got the wrong clothing, you fucked yourself. You going to go out to the military with a goddamn Biggie set? No. You going to go out there with the club dress out into a gunfight? No. You going to go out there in a suit of armor. They shooting out there. Let me go get this goddamn medieval armor on. They block bullets and shit. No, you use your mind. And your mind starts everything. So let me prepare myself for every situation. And how you do that, because some things aren't expected, you move the best way you can move. I'm not going to let negative people around me. So I'm going to limit the options that they got to get to me. I'm not going to absorb stupid ghetto five music because I don't want it to mess with me. I don't want to indoctrinate myself in those images in my head. I'm not going to eat them goddamn pork meat sandwiches, dog food, and horse meat that they sell at these fast food restaurants because I might as well want to live past 50. I'm not going to go down to that goddamn church that Brother Bookman just built. There used to be a storefront where they sold weed out. I couldn't find out the dude was his brother that sold weed. Now he started a church in there. I ain't going there. I ain't going there. I was locked up with Butler. That's how I'm doing going to his church. No, I ain't going there because I already know what time it is. So you clothe yourself on every aspect of yourself. Protect yourself. You know, which leads into shelter. What you got for me, Queen?
When I think of shelter, I think of your safe haven, your shelter, your safe haven is supposed to be where you are that protects you from everything in the outside world. When I talk about what you expose, what you're exposed to and what you expose your children to. So my children, when they see certain things, it's because they see it on the outside. They will not see it in the inside of the home. It's supposed to be a healthy environment, the safe domain where when you at home, you don't have anything to worry about. You have all your necessities. It's going to be a positive environment. It's going to be learning. It's going to be good vibes, good things. You know, it's not supposed to be toxic inside your home. So if you have to deal with any type of chaos, it should be in the outside world. But when you walk in those doors to your home, it's supposed to be peace and serenity. That's just like being in a relationship where You got to fight the world all day long and then come home and fight your mate. Or your kids got to deal with all the things that come along with being a child and then come home and they don't have not one say-so or voice, opinion, to, or they got to deal with neglect and abuse.
Mm.
So when I think of shelter, I think of your safe domain where you're supposed to have
mm-hmm.
no worries.
Mhm. You again, you know, you said exactly what I was thinking, because shelter is the protection from all negativity. You know, it's the, you know, shelter isn't just the crib. Shelter just ain't your man cave, fellas. You don't want to hear a mouth from me. Go in the basement. No, shelter is much deeper than that. You know, some people say, oh, you put a dude may tell you, oh, you putting a wall, you got a wall up. No, that's, I'm just in my shelter, bro. Because you're a storm that I'm not even trying to deal with. So you have to protect yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. All that is you build up that shelter. And you're not just protecting you, you're protecting everything in your circumference, which means your children, your property, your things, your emotions, your finances, your religious freedoms, all that stuff you want to keep within your temple. Right? It's no mystery that you got a temple on the side of your head, on each side of your head.
Mm-hmm.
You touch a temple, where's your finger pointing to? The mind, the brain. Protect it. That's your shelter. Because if your mind is right and you have knowledge yourself, you can look. You can do anything you can't do. Ain't nobody can touch you unless you will let them in. You open up your door, you let a dirty dog come in your shelter, everybody got fleas. That's on you. So, which, speaking of dirty dogs and fleas, let's talk about love.
Let's talk about self-love. Love is how you feel about yourself, how others feel about you. And the one way to know how people feel about you is how they treat you. We all have our wants and needs, and we've talked time and time again about teaching people how to treat you. So when you love yourself, you are not going to settle for anything. Or anybody, you're not going to just let people do whatever they want to do to you. You're not just allowing anything. Also, how you treat others, because if you love somebody, you're going to do what you're supposed to do. Your goal is to make them happy. You understand them. You care. You learn them. All in the way you treat them. You have to love yourself so you can love others. You don't love yourself, well, you don't know your wants and needs. You can't tell anybody else how to treat you. You don't know what makes you happy,
mm-hmm.
and you want to tell somebody else how to make you happy. So, you got to learn yourself so you can love yourself. And then teach others how to love you.
Mm-hmm.
Love languages. You know, we talked about that before, love languages. So.
Yeah. You know, love is, to say love is one of the most powerful elements, or the most powerful forces of nature that ever existed on this planet. It would be an understatement. You know, I usually tell people that love is the highest form of understanding I could show. If understanding is a culmination of knowledge and wisdom, the things I know and how I display it to make understanding the final turnout, take that concept and turn it all the way up, because when you love somebody, they are getting the clearest picture of who you truly are. I mean, when you really, really love somebody. And I'm not talking about that hood love. When you love this person, hang up, call another motherfucker, I love you too. Another motherfucker, I never love you too. You can love. Nowadays, people love everything. They love their cars. They love their toys. They love their guns. They love their drugs. Hey, you ever been over the Queen's Crab Shack? Oh, I love that place. You know what I mean? It's everybody loves something.
Love comes from the
heart. You turn on certain documentaries, you see some crazy hillbilly out there shooting guns at a range. Oh, I love this gun. We have a problem with idol worship. And we learned it from our experiences. Stop loving shit that can't love you back. Because when you love something and you love somebody, you love your kids, you love your mate, you love your family, when you give out that love, that is a pulse. It goes out and it comes back. Loving material things ain't gonna don't come back. You either love it until you don't love it no more. Everybody loves them pair of sneaks or boots or the dress or the shoes or the Gucci belt. Some people even love the fake Gucci belts. It don't matter. But when you're done with it, do you still love it?
Right.
The shit you love today that you just bought today, you gonna love it 10 years from now? No. I used to love them shoes. Go on, girl, take them. They see the Purple Heart pulling up in front of your house with them in the trash bag.
You know what they say, when you love something, you take care of it.
Yeah.
You love
but
it.
When
you...
you...
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because when you love, you are displaying an understanding of where that love is going that is higher than anything you ever seen before. Mm-hmm. Think about who you love and then look at everybody else. Think about how you understand that person that you love or used to love or have ever loved. And then look at how you see everybody else. Is the clarity the same? Don't think about what they did dirty to you, how y'all broke up. But just think about the height of that love. And then look at how you look at everybody else. It ain't the same. Because it's the highest form of understanding that you can share with another person and they can share back to you. You can't compete with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we got to move a little faster. Peace. How you see it? Peace, Queen. Damn, I'm tripping.
Being calm. No worries.
I'm screwed.
That's what I think of. No worries. Being calm. Safe, and just Yeah.
Mm.
It's free, you know.
Mm. Well, peace is the absence of confusion. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have peace is, for instance, look at Syria. Look at the Civil War. The people who are shedding blood of their own kinsmen, their own race, their own nation, their own everything. They're willing to fight and die for peace. And how is peace established? When we are on the same page and there's an absence of confusion. We can disagree. Hell, we can even hate each other, but we can still be at peace with each other.
Right.
You know, the overall theme of the night is the mind. So go to work and walk into a meeting with people who don't look like me, got way more money than me, but I'm at peace. I'm at peace because I know positive energy always corrects errors. So I'm going into that thing knowing that, one, I'm in the right state of mind. I know what I know. I'm going to display what I know. I am going to be free to talk about what I know. I'm going to expect a level of justice and what I give and get back from these people. and I'm going to do it equally. And as they're talking and I'm listening, I'm digesting his mental food so I know what to say and what to do next so we can come to some kind of agreement, because I'm clothed. I'm protected. I'm covered up. I'm dressed apart, got my suit and tie, my mind is right, shit, I'm ready. And you got a choice. You're either going to come correct, and anybody who's done business with you know. You're either going to be in my shelter or you're going to run for shelter.
Mm.
That's just how I live. And I do it from a place of love, not a place of hate. Because, like I said, proper education. No, I said positive energy. Well, I'm going to spin it. Proper education always corrects that errors. Because if you tell me some bullshit, and I already know, I did the knowledge, I did the work, I'm going to correct that error right there on the spot. That's peace, because I removed the confusion off the table. If you walking around dumb, deaf, and blind, goofy, and I pull you to the side like, yo, what you said in that meeting wasn't cool, or what you said on Air Queen wasn't cool, or what you said to them kids wasn't cool, this is the right information. You had the wrong year, the wrong person. You just told them a story that wasn't factual. You want some Donald Trump shit. Let me build with you. Now here I am with the proper education, always correcting them errors. It's peace. And when you got peace, then you live in what? Happiness. How do you see happiness, Queen?
Happiness is when everything is falling in line in life. Based on the 12 jewels. Once you obtain them, you can only have true happiness. So when you have the knowledge and you apply it, when you have knowledge of self, when you live just and people treat you just, and you're intaking all the things that you're supposed to intake and dishing out all the things you're supposed to dish out, that's when you have true happiness. When you're at one with yourself and all the things around you is falling into place because you're moving the way you're supposed to move, you're living the way you're supposed to live, and you're spreading that knowledge, true happiness. Happiness is not just, we're not talking about the happiness when you just got a new car, you know, when he bought you something for Valentine's Day. We talking about the happiness in life overall.
Happiness is the satisfaction of self, the total satisfaction of self. Mentally, you read that book, or you read that book, you took a class, you learned something new that's going to help you. You're going to be satisfied, right? Boom.
Right.
You got up. You did that task for the day. That's going to be, you know, maybe been hard work, maybe been a tough grind, but when that paycheck comes, satisfied, because now you can pay your rent, pay your light bill. You got up Sunday morning, went to that church, or you got up Friday morning, went to June. Or you just got up and prostrated and prayed to whoever you pray to. You spiritually got that satisfaction that you've done your task. When you got that lover, you had a hard day at work, he came home, he slung that ding-a-ling, you satisfied. So happiness is the state of satisfaction that covers you, encompasses you throughout the whole essence of you. Love, peace, and happiness. That's the last part. But that's my 12 jewels, Queen, and we are less than a minute.
Yes, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I hope you learned what you needed to learn from here and apply it to your everyday life. I want to thank Hakim for wanting to do this special show because it's very important to live right and use the knowledge he has to educate others. Any last words, Hakim?
Yeah, we're going over real quick. We're going over the top, but I want you to do one thing for me, Queen. You know how you do the peace sign, right? Hold the peace sign up on your fingers. All right? Are they separate or are they together?
See,
are they separate or are they together?
Together. They're together.
It's
together
because
you told me it's supposed to be together.
What's the first thing I said when I mentioned the black man? One, right? The first thing was knowledge on this list. And I said the black man is first, right?
Right.
So hold up one finger, right?
Yes.
That's one black man, right? Now put another one
up.
They're together,
okay.
Right? That's peace,
absolutely.
Y'all.
All right.
Peace.
So until next time, good night, everybody.